Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an outstanding sex life.
Ooh.
You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, you can check out our complete archive of podcast episodes, over 110 episodes now, and also sign up for our weekly newsletter for a free dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. When you're ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses designed to help you become more confident in bed and a masterful lover. Our online courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. So whether you're looking for a skill from mild to wild, we've got you covered. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about 237 reasons to have sex.
I don't know if you've ever really thought about why you have sex, but there are these fabulous researchers that have done just that. They have compiled the most thorough taxonomy of sexual motivation ever compiled.
Right. So this is Cindy M. Meston and David M. Buss. And they published this list a few years ago in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, which is the most highly regarded academic journal of sexuality. And they basically looked at 237 reasons that people have sex. And then they surveyed 400 people to find out what the most common reasons people have sex are.
I will say they were all university students. And I do feel like married couples after 30, 40 years may have some different answers, but there's a general experience that perhaps is universal.
Right, well, this is the problem with all sex studies, right? So most often they're done on university campuses and they survey undergrads, and that's a very skewed social sample to begin with. And then there's also reporting bias. People don't often report their most honest answers, because even if the survey is anonymous, people self-censor and kind of give the answers they think the researchers want or what they think is most aligned with their self-vision rather than their honest truth. And I think that's definitely evident in this study. So what interests me is not necessarily the results of the study, but the nature of the study. The opportunity for us to reflect on why we have sex. What role does sex have in your life? What are your motivations for initiating sex? And I think most people would have this knee-jerk reaction of, well, sex feels good because I'm horny. But that's not always the real reason you are wanting to have sex. And by reflecting on this question, I think it can help you think about your sexual values and the kind of sex life you want to be having and make your sex life a little bit more honest and in integrity with your values. So that's what we're going to cover today.
That small subject.
Sexual integrity.
First, can we cover some of the reasons that people said that they have sex?
Yes.
Some are kind of funny. Some are a little sad. And some are obvious.
Go for it.
So, the most ranked reason for both men and women was I was attracted to the person. Which is lovely, but there are so many ways you can spend time with somebody that you're attracted to.
Right, it's a little vague, isn't
it? That feels sort of collegey.
She was pretty. Right.
But that's great. Then I wanted to express my love for the person. I was sexually aroused and wanted the release. It's fun.
Other reasons people listed were it helps them fall asleep, it burns calories, they wanted to keep warm. But also, I needed to return a favor, or hurt an enemy, or change the topic of conversation.
Or it seemed like good exercise, or someone dared me.
I think we see the sample selection in these answers.
Right. Right. In married couples, you're not like, Bob down the road, dead me, have sex with my wife.
We Woo. Could dare you.
Or make my partner feel powerful. I mean, that's I mean, I think that actually probably is more relevant for married couples.
Totally. And so the researchers broke down the reasons into four categories. It was physical, goal attainment, emotional, and insecurity, which I love the inclusion of the fourth one. So physical reasons were things like the person had beautiful eyes or a desirable body, they were a good kisser, and they were just so attractive I couldn't resist. Or things like, I wanted to have an orgasm.
The goal attainment is something that I think we could all possibly reflect on. Those were reasons like, I wanted to even the score with a cheating partner, break up a rival's relationship, make money? Mm. What does that mean?
Paying your tuition.
Are they talking about prostitution?
I mean, yeah.
Wow, right, college students. Okay. Be popular or because of a bet. So I don't know how many of those are relevant for you.
I think we should start daring and betting on our sex lives and we'd all have sex a little more often. Just kidding. The emotional reasons were things like, I wanted to communicate at a deeper level or lift my partner's spirits or say thank you or just because the person was intelligent. Side note, that is called being a sapiosexual when you're attracted to someone's intelligence. Now you know.
I may be one of those people.
Thank you. But I also have beautiful eyes. And the fourth category.
And so much modesty.
Oh, and the fourth category?
The fourth category is insecurity. I felt like it was my duty, or I wanted to boost my self-esteem, or it was the only way my partner would spend time with me.
Oh. All right, so let's break down these categories a little bit and step away from the college students and into long-term relationships, dating relationships, marriages. So physical reasons people have sex are desire. They're attracted to their partner. They want to have that feeling of closeness. And I think one of the reasons that's not listed here, but is perhaps in the 237 reasons, is skin-to-skin contact. It feels good to be naked and touching someone. And I think this is a reason that gets really overlooked and can be a solution for when you're not in the mood for sex, but still want that skin-to-skin contact, is just get naked and cuddle. We know that our bodies crave touch, and the touch counts more if it's naked skin to naked skin. And I think this is a main driver of craving physical intimacy, is that biological need for touch. So think about your own relationship and how much of your desire for sex is purely physical. Your body wants it, your body experiences desire for your partner's body, and that craving drives you to initiate sex. How much of your sex would be in that category?
Is when you're not necessarily experiencing desire for your partner, but you want to experience sexuality and touch and sex. That can also be part of this category, right?
Yeah, I think it's that physical desire versus the third category, which is emotional desire. I think those are the emotional, intellectual reasons for wanting sex. I think this category is that pure physical animal body craving of sex or intimacy or touch. And I think that's what broadens the category. It's not necessarily for intercourse, but it's for the physical experience of sex, which could include kissing, hugging, all of those things.
And don't feel like there's anything wrong if you don't necessarily experience this very strongly. A lot of women experience responsive desire where they don't out of nowhere feel like, oh my God, I want to have sex with my partner. But if they're rolling around in bed, playing, hanging out, just touching one another, the desire begins to be evoked. And that is a very normal female experience and male experience, but especially female experience of desire.
Right. So in the study, when they looked at the top 10 most common reasons for sex by men and women, number one was I felt attracted to the person. And then the experience of it feels good, I wanted to experience the physical pleasure, I wanted to show my affection, I was sexually aroused and wanted release, I felt horny. All of these reasons show up in the top 10 reasons. And again, these are college students who may be more driven by the physical desire, by the experience of orgasm itself, rather than more of the emotional sides of sex. But for your sex life, and you can actually, I think, a really fun exercise with this list, and we'll, of course, link it up on pleasuremechanics.com on the episode page. This is episode 113. We should have made it 237, but then we'd have to wait a while. we'll link it up on the show notes page at pleasuremechanics.com, but I think it's interesting to look over your lifespan and what were your motivations when you were younger versus now? What were your motivations in different relationships? Just thinking through these reasons can give you insight into your sex life, and as you know, we believe that anytime you stop and reflect and think about your sex life, you gain clues and information and wisdom that will help you create a sex life you most want, the sex life of your dreams. And so do this as an exercise in an amazing sex life. Okay, let's move on to the second category, which is goal attainment. These reasons are motivated by usually a social goal. You want to gain status or gain favor in the eyes of someone else or gain a better reputation, and this drives sexual behavior. So what would this look like within a relationship?
Do you think having a better relationship, so committing to having sex regularly, is part of this?
Yes. One of the things we hear from a lot of women is that they have sex with their husband so the husband doesn't cheat.
But that is thought of more as having sex out of a sense of duty. Dr. Buss said it showed up in a separate study as being especially frequent among older women, where women seem to practice a strategy that he called mate guarding. So people having sex because they were afraid their partner would have an affair if they didn't. So that's where I'm curious. Where is that goal attainment versus insecurity?
Well, I don't think these are cut and dry categories. I would think of it as goal attainment of I want a secure relationship, therefore I'm going to have sex.
I guess it depends if it's tinged with I don't really want to do this, but I'm doing this out of duty, versus I really want to be committing to my loving, beautiful relationship.
And ooh, the complexity of it.
Don't you think? I mean, I think it's like if it's actually from a value that then your game, when can we find a moment that it feels good to have sex, that it feels right, as opposed to I'm not really into this, but I feel like I should.
Interesting. So what would be some other goals that couples use sex to attain? I think a lot of people want to feel sexy and be perceived as sexy by their friend group, by their social network. And so they work on having an active sex life so they can be, you know, that hot couple that has a good sex life going. I think some people have spiritual goals. They believe that having sex in their marriage is part of keeping their marriage healthy, and they do it for God. We actually hear this from a lot of Christian couples. I think other people want to stay young and have a sense of youth and vitality, and so they pursue sex as a way of feeling young and alive in their bodies. So again, reflect on your own sex life and your own relationship and think about what might be some periphery goals that you use sex to attain. Why do you initiate sex? Is there any goal, whether it be within your relationship or your social sphere, that motivates you to stay sexually active? So the third category is emotional reasons. And this is probably the biggest category, I think. We as humans do not just have sex for physical reasons. It is a deeply emotional and spiritual experience for most of us. So these reasons like I want to connect with my partner, I want to communicate with them through touch, I want to express my love, all of these reasons are emotionally driven reasons to have sex. And I would wager that within long-term relationships, this is probably the most common motivator for sex. Don't you think?
I want to hope so. I think it's sort of very mature and very...
Not that having sex for purely physical reasons is immature, but that mostly, for a lot of couples, tapers out. And if you don't have a deep emotional connection and a reason to express your love through sex, then it's almost easier to cheat and go on to the next hot thing than to stay with one person for a long time. So I think over a long-term relationship, usually there's a mix of physical and emotional reasons.
That makes sense. And this is also something that you can generate more of. And I think that's kind of hopeful. Yeah. That using it as they're kind of saying, if some people use it to say thank you or to show your appreciation and your love, those are emotional states that we can create for ourselves again and again.
Yeah, we really encourage you to have sex as celebration. So if one of you gets a raise or a promotion at work, or it's your anniversary or a birthday, you can use these occasions as an opportunity to have sex, to celebrate with one another, to lift one another's spirits, to help one another feel great. And this can be a great motivator. So if you're not experiencing spontaneous desire when your husband walks in after that great raise, or your wife, I don't want to gender it, but if you're not experiencing that spontaneous desire, you can source from within the desire to celebrate with your bodies. Just like you plan a meal and cook a meal and have a party, you can plan a sex date, and your body usually will catch up with your mind once you're initiated, once you're in it.
This is where I think extended oral sex gifts are a kind of fun kind of sex to think about. There's become a thing where you make your partner a steak and then give them a blowjob. And I think in certain contexts that could be horrible, in others that could be amazing.
Well, you mentioned oral sex. I think it's one example of one-way sex, where you're giving stimulation as a gift and giving someone a complete experience of being turned on. And that can also be hand sex, an erotic massage. And so think about, again, your own relationship and what are your emotional reasons for having sex? Because this also has the negative side of, I want to manipulate my partner, I want to use it as a transactional thing so they do what I want to wield control over someone. And if you really reflect on your emotional reasons for having sex, you might be able to weed some of those out and recognize your patterns of initiating sex. And if they're not in line with your values, you can start shifting your behavior so you have more integrity in your sex life.
The fourth category of insecurity, this piece of having sex because you feel like it's your duty or you want to boost your own self-esteem. And I think this is important to reflect on because sex is where our culture has told us a lot of our value and worth is to be found. So to be desired to have sex is to be worth something.
Yeah, and we encourage you to find your confidence and find your sense of self-worth outside the bedroom. And that doesn't mean your sexuality is removed from that. We believe our sexuality is permeating through our entire lives and how we express ourselves and the work we do and our creativity. But you don't need to have sex with someone to feel valuable, to feel worthy of their love. This is a trap that a lot of us fall into, even in long-term relationships. I think this idea of having sex out of insecurity is very common when we're younger and searching for our identities and sense of self. And having someone find us desirable can be a really powerful head trip and give us a huge boost of self-esteem. But in our long-term relationships, this can be an emotional minefield. Because if you initiate sex out of low self-esteem and wanting your partner to find you desirable, and they're not in the mood for whatever reason, it probably has nothing to do with you, it can backfire and make you feel even worse about yourself and less desirable. And then maybe you initiate less, and then you start spiraling into that zone of sexless marriages. So within a relationship, I think it's really important to establish your worth and your value for one another in a wide range of reasons. And so it's not all contingent on your partner finding you desirable in that moment where you happen to be in the mood. Right? So look at this reason for your own motivations to have sex and see how much of your sex life is initiated out of a sense of low self-esteem and insecurity. You might be surprised. I think this is more common than we like to admit.
In reflecting, I hope you find great reasons and goals for having sex. And perhaps talk about it with your partner. What do you want to be having sex mean or be in your relationship? What is this larger context that you guys are creating together? I think it can be a really fun opportunity to really think about what sex means to you as a couple.
Okay, so those are the four main categories. And as we said, the researchers came up with 237 reasons to have sex. We will link you up to that complete list over at pleasuremechanics.com. It's a fascinating list to go through, and you can almost use it like a checklist and see, have you ever in your life initiated sex for those reasons? And you may, again, be really surprised at how many reasons have motivated you into a sexual encounter. So you can find that list over at pleasuremechanics.com under the show notes page for episode 113. While you're there, please do check out our online courses, which are designed to help you become a masterful lover at your own pace in the privacy of your own home with follow-along video guides, in-depth audio conversations, workbooks, and all sorts of other amazing resources. You can use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the course of your choice.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris. We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.